Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. U.S. and NATO allies say there's no hard evidence to back up Russian President Vladimir Putin's claims that he's pulling back some troops from the Ukraine border.
I spoke to the top U.S. diplomat on the ground here in Ukraine who says the risk of invasion by Russia in this country remains very high. It's one of the reasons she ordered documents shredded, the U.S. embassy evacuated in the capital. Russia claimed it was removing forces from Crimea. Many in the West are skeptical. They say Russia has deployed other forces closer to the borders, now 150,000 strong, some only a two-hour drive from Ukraine's capital. Ukrainian President Zelensky visiting his forces near Belarus to view armored units, a not-so-subtle message to the Russian forces not far away to the north.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine. Defense officials confirming a close encounter between U.S. Navy aircraft and at least one Russian jet last weekend over the Mediterranean Sea. Navy officials say U.S. concerns have been made known to Russia. President Biden orders the release of White House visitor logs to the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
President Biden is rejecting an executive privilege claim from former President Trump and allowing the National Archives to release White House visitor logs from January 6, 2021. Those records would show who had appointments and meetings at the White House on the day of the Capitol attack. White House counsel Dana Remus says President Biden considered his predecessor's claim to keep those records private, but decided it was not in the best interest of the United States. President Biden has allowed other White House records from the Trump administration to be released by the archives to the congressional panel.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Texas is suing the Biden administration over its federal mask mandate on airplanes and in airports. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton issuing a statement saying the CDC mandate was unlawfully issued and not authorized by Congress. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
Canada's parliament is expressing opposition to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's use of the nation's Emergencies Act to put down a trucker's protest.
Parliament opposition leader Candace Bergen says Trudeau hasn't been clear about why he used it and why it's still in place.
Things are de-escalating as we speak. So why is the Prime Minister using this hammer on Canadians?
Trudeau, speaking through opposition taunts, said the crisis met the Act's standard.
And now, across the country, police of jurisdiction have the tools necessary to keep people safe.
Trudeau said the Act would only be focused where the blockades had the most adverse effect. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is accused of misusing his position to advance a development project in his Montana hometown and lying to an agency ethics official about his involvement. The Interior Department's Inspector General said in a report that Zinke continued working with the foundation on the commercial project even after he committed upon taking office to breaking ties with the foundation. With many states dropping mask mandates, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky today provided guidance on who should still cover their mouths and nose and where.
If you're symptomatic or feeling unwell, you should wear a mask. If you're in the 10 days after a COVID diagnosis, you should wear a mask. If you were exposed to someone with COVID-19 and are quarantining, you should wear a mask.
Dr. Walensky says the CDC is not updating its mask guidance at this time. Hostess is announcing a caffeine-enhanced Boost Jumbo Donette. The pastry contains almost as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. The Jumbo Donettes are three times bigger than original Hostess mini donuts and are caffeinated with coffee bean extract and lightly glazed. They'll come in chocolate mocha and caramel macchiato flavors when the product appears in convenience stores later this month. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.